So there were monsters. When he stood in front of it, his face was just above the level of its belt buckle.
Belt buckle? Yes.
A shiny thing that held a belt together. It suddenly dawned on Johnny that the monster was wearing a covering that wasn't its own skin. A slippery, shiny, purple substance. It wasn't its own hide. Like clothes you'd cut out of a hide. Pants, a coat, a collar. It wore clothes. Ornaments on the collar. And a device of some sort on the belt buckle. That device was stamped on his mind's eye right now. It was a picture of ground on which stood small square blocks. Vertical shafts were going up from the square blocks. Out of the shafts seemed to be coming clouds of smoke. And smoke in curls lay all over the top of the picture. The idea of clouds of smoke stirred some memory in him, but he was too hungry and too thirsty and too hot to wrestle with it. The ground under him began to shake in measured tread. He knew what this was. The monster came to the door. It was carrying something. It came in and loomed over him. It threw down into the dirt some soft, gooey sticks of something. Then it just stood there. Johnny looked at the sticks. They weren't like anything he had ever seen. The monster made motions, pointing from the sticks to his face. That failing, the monster took up a stick and squashed it against Johnny's mouth, saying something in a rumbling, roaring voice. A command. Johnny got it. This was supposed to be food. He worked a bit of it around in his mouth and then swallowed it. Abruptly and immediately, he was violently ill. He felt like his whole stomach was going to rush back out of his mouth. Before he could control them, his limbs went into the beginning of a convulsion. He spat. Too thirsty to have much saliva, he tried to get rid of the stuff, all of it, every bit of it, every tiny piece of the acid taste of it. The monster just backed up and stood there staring at him.
Water!
Pleaded Johnny, getting control of his shaking limbs and voice.
Please! Water!
Anything to wash this horrible stuff out. He pointed to his mouth.
Water!
The monster just went on standing there. The eyes back of the faceplate were slitted, glowing with an eerie fire. Johnny composed himself stoically. It was wrong to look weak and beg. There was such a thing as pride. He drew his face into stillness. The monster leaned over and checked the collar and the flexi rope, turned around and went back out, closed the gate with a firm clang, wired it shut, and left. The evening shadows were growing long. Johnny looked at his packs by the gate. They might as well be on the top of High Peak. A cloak of misery settled over him. He had to assume Windsplitter was gravely injured or dead. And he had to assume that in a few days, he himself probably would die of thirst or hunger. Twilight came. And then, with a shock, he realized Chrissy's promise to find him would wind up in her certain death. He caved in. The little bright eye, up in the corner of the cage, stared down unwinkingly.
Oh, my God.